What is this sweater? This is like
look an my pearl sweater.
Upgraded
Isn't it
sweater.
Fun? Don't you
You're
like it?
You're staying true to your sweater look.
I am.
Just a little jazzed up today
it's a little,
for the holidays.
It's a little, what I'd like to call it, it's iced.
Iced.
Frosted. It's frosted.
Okay.
It's flocked. I brought some stuff.
I considered flocking my tree, did I tell you?
The fuck is a flock?
Well, you saw Brady's tree with the snow look?
Yeah.
Wait, did I not show you? I think I only texted her. So they were flocking trees, like heavy flock in colors.
Oh, spray painting? Like, it's like the icy.
Looks
yeah.
like fake snow?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you get one?
I wanted to. I saw a bright orange, completely heavy flocked. My only concern was that I wouldn't really be able to hang ornaments because it was just like clumped.
Oh.
And then one was off-white, like a beige, which was kind of dope.
That's amazing. Why did
you
want to
see
that one?
Yeah. No, no. It's custom. They don't do it. They only, but I think there was like a trend happening at the Hollywood and Highland lot. There was like blue and purple and. And I will say, once you see it, you're kind of like, oh,
yeah,
whoa, I can do that? I'll show you. The orange was kind of epic. But then I don't know.
You're stuck with an orange tree.
Well, also, like, if it's small, I think you could get away with almost anything. But when you're talking, you know, 9, 10, 11, I don't know, how many feet is your tree?
7.5.
So I actually I bought a tree this weekend. And Duran like always is okay, I'll go with you, but he goes and he's just in a horrible mood and just like acting like
why is he
he's
like
been
that?
Wrong. I don't know, and I'm like, you're killing my joy right now. I don't. And then someone cut him off for the parking. He was so annoyed, and I'm just like, please do not take my joy away. All I want to do is just, the other two older boys didn't want to come, it was just me, Dom, and him. And
you were like, I'd be fine with just me and my husband.
Yeah,
Dominic.
Yeah, exactly. I just wanted it to be like kind of a fun thing. And Duran, of course, had just like major disgruntled and then acting like, what do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, so I find a tree and, well, I was really into these flocked ones, which I'm showing you right now.
Do you have ornaments at home?
Yeah, look at this orange one. Come on. It's kind of cool.
It's gross. You know what it reminds me of?
A Halloween tree.
First of all, ew, God, you can't even get anything on it.
That's what I was thinking.
Ew. No, Samantha,
here,
this is so nasty.
Give it back.
Okay. That is a nasty little tree.
Okay, and then look at the off-white one. That looks cool.
I'd be into these for outdoor trees.
Yeah, or if you had...
Like if you had a tree garden.
Yes, or if you had a house, like a huge house or something, and you had one in the entry and one somewhere else, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it can't be your main tree.
But it's cool,
thick.
Though. It's cool.
That
as, like,
with fairy lights all over it is amazing.
Isn't that cool?
But no ornaments.
But then Dom's like, it's going to kill the dogs. It's going to kill the dogs. I'm like, no, it's not. But this guy who was doing the flocking does a great job because you shake it and nothing comes off. Like if it's done right, then...
So what'd you end up getting?
I got a really beautiful tree, but I didn't flock it. But so Duran was in
a bad
mood.
So you get the tree, and then you can have them flock it if you want.
At the lot.
Got it.
So Duran was disgruntled, and Dom was hell-bent against flocking. So then I'm like, I had no support. I had no joy. It was just all, like, sucked out of me, right? So then they bring the tree. I really like it. I'll show it to you.
Were the older two excited?
When you got home?
That's a pretty tree.
They don't care.
It's gorgeous.
They want to, it's really pretty. So they want to put ornaments on. So anyways, they were like 12-foot tree, you know. I had one tagged and then I at the last minute switched to this one because I like the spacing. You know, it's a noble fir, I think.
Noble fir, yeah.
But it's not, for my space, my corner space, I kind of need it to be skinny because I don't have a ton of room for it. But I have a lot of height.
Yeah.
But this one had like kind of blocks of space in between the layers, which I thought was kind of cool and mid-century looking.
Yeah, it's good for ornaments too.
Yeah, so I got it, but then it came, and so when they were ringing us up, they're like 12-foot tree, which was like way more than last year. I'm like, okay.
They're like $500.
Okay, so Duran goes, our 12-foot tree won't fit in our house. And I was like, I had seen the trees. And I go, no, stop. Just pay for it. Like, it will fit, I promise you. So it comes, and I'm psyched. It's rad. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, our ceilings must be like 14 feet because it wasn't touching the ceiling. He's like, our ceilings aren't. They're like 10 feet. They're 11
feet.
God,
what is this wrong?
Okay. I go, well, we paid for a 10-foot tree. Measure it. So we measure it. And it's like 9.5 feet or something, right?
And you paid for a 12-foot?
And it's perfect for there. Yeah. It's perfect. So yeah, we paid for a 12-foot. So then I'm like, well, I don't know. I mean, should I call them? What should I do? I mean, how am I going to get a hold of them? Cut to... once he paid for the tree, they're like, receipt? He's like, no. And then I'm like, yes, please, please text me the receipt. So from the receipt, I had their number, called them. I said, you know, I paid for a 12-foot tree. It's less than 10 feet. It's more around 10 feet. Actually, maybe even 9. And they're like, okay, well, we'll refund you $100. And I go, well, it's actually not. I go, do you charge by the foot? Because it's not even 10, it's 9. They're like, well, if you want a 12-foot, we'll bring you a 12-foot instead. They were so nice.
Yeah.
Like, but if you want to keep this one, we'll refund you $200. I was like, yes, please.
Do you have ornaments on it yet?
12-foot won't fit in our house. I'm like, I saw it. It will. Not yet. I have lights on, twinkling white lights. And the boys have been wanting to put ornaments on, but the lights weren't totally right. Now I think tonight we're gonna do ornaments. But that was the fiasco. And Dom's like, I'm like, okay, Dom, next year I'm flocking the tree hardcore in a crazy color. He's like, he's already fighting that battle for next year. I'm like, can you just not? What do you have over there?
I don't know. What do you want to start with? I brought a few things. Do you want to see if you can taste the difference between a few whites?
Sure. Do I get multiple choice? Like, are you going to say, out of these whites, what do you think it is? Or do I have to just blind?
You have to blind. I have two different kinds of whites. Come on. It's like process of elimination. There aren't a ton of varietals.
Well, in this, these are all from the advent calendar?
Yes.
Okay, so today we are...
Which is totally sold out.
Oh, you can't even pick it up in store?
Can't even pick it up in store.
Did you see those? My girlfriend wanted it after we had got it, and you couldn't, because I had them delivered, and then it said you could pay for it and then pick it up in store.
Yeah.
Are you sure you can't do that?
50% off, and you can't find it anywhere.
50% off?
It's $40.
Ew.
Ew.
Well, you know, all the Advent stuff, because, you know, it's...
Yeah. Now, 'tis the season.
The ship has sailed.
To be merry. That's my name.
I love it. And so we're going to be trying some of the wines from the advent the wine advent calendar.
So
I gave Patty.
I've had a few reds. They're not bad. I'm not going to lie.
Well, they better be good quality.
I told you I got home one night and all I wanted was a glass of wine. That's all I wanted.
Oh yeah, and then
I
you
was
busted
like,
motherfucker,
I don't have anything. I think we should put it on ice though, cuz ugh.
Am I supposed to look away or do you have like stickers over the labels?
You're not going to be able to tell.
Why don't you put like a tissue?
Do you want to start with a rosé? Or you want to start with a white? You're fine.
Whatever you want. I'm going to be able to see the labels.
No, you're not.
I can't.
You're going to win the challenge.
Oh, you know what else I want to do on my tree while you're preparing your drinks? This is very old school, and you're going to think it's... I'm betting you're going to think it's a little tacky and...
Well, hit me.
Tinsel.
So... It's trending right now.
Is it?
It's horribly, horribly dangerous for your dogs.
Oh, really?
Oh, it will kill them.
Tinsel?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Why? Flocking's nothing. Tinsel is like
fucking
chloroform for dogs.
Why?
Because they eat it. If they eat it, it ties up their intestines. They're just done.
Ew. So I can't do it?
I don't think so. I would love to do it more than anything.
Can't I do it up high where they're not eating it? Why would they eat it?
I don't know. Do you have dumb dogs? Like,
no, I don't. They're
well, then
smart.
You're fine.
AF.
Roll the dice.
If I lose, I have three dogs. If one goes, it's fine.
You'll watch. It'll be your favorite one. It's like, nom, nom, nom.
I don't even have a favorite one right now.
Bullshit. Yes, you do.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Who is it? I really don't. They all annoy me.
Hold on. Let me crack my bottle of wine open. This is a lovely variety.
The Advent went to $40. That is just rude. I guess what are they going to do with it otherwise?
I did my least favorite to begin.
How do you know? Have you tried them before?
I typically don't. No, I haven't tried them.
Chardonnay.
This is called a Grand Sud. It's not. How do you think it's a Chardonnay already? Could be a Pinot Gris.
You're not covering the labels and I see it.
Maybe I switched out the wine in the bottles.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yes. No. Let it breathe.
I like it.
It's nice.
I used to think I didn't like Chardonnay. I like
Chardonnay.
I think it was because my mom would always order a glass of Chardonnay. I think it was more of like an 80s, 90s thing. And I always thought I didn't like it. But actually, I will say I didn't love white wine most of my life.
We should just be slow rolling it. Look, we're already like, dehydration.
Am I keeping the ice?
Yeah, keep the ice. You want it ice cold. Now this, I can already tell by the color, I'm going to love it. This one's not going to be a dump and switch.
Dump and switch? What does that mean?
What we just did.
I already think this is a Sauvignon Blanc.
Boom, you are incorrect.
Oh,
my friend.
Am I?
Woohoo!
Really?
Yep. See? What the fuck is that?
What is it?
It's not good.
Is it a Pinot Gris? No.
I don't like it.
Is it a Pinot Gris?
It's
is it a Sancerre?
It's a Sav. I would love a Sancerre.
Wait, didn't I say Sauvignon Blanc?
Yeah, I was fucking with you.
Oh, duh.
Does yours taste sour, though?
Yeah, but that's... The acidity of Sauvignon Blanc is like... It's like a...
That's weird. I guess I only drink good ones.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not. It's I actually like the Chardonnay better.
No, but I think that's a good entry white wine for somebody.
It's called Magic Box.
Because it's not like...
I wonder if white wines complex. Are supposed to age.
No. I mean, not really.
It's a 2000.
They're not. They're not supposed to age in the same way. I mean, I think they can, but you don't. I don't know. You know, I really don't think it's as important.
No, right?
No.
Sometimes you age something too much and it tastes like shit.
You know, my friend actually has a winery in Napa. We should bring him on and quiz him about wine. He knows a ton about wine.
Is it the one I know?
The Ashes and Diamonds.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about
the
other
one. He wants to come on. He was listening
Let's
to the podcast.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Oh, do you know that today, I think today or sometime this week, is the 100th anniversary of the Hollywood sign?
Who did that?
I thought that was so cute. I live close to that landmark. And they were saying that the Hollywood sign is like the Eiffel Tower to Paris or the Statue of Liberty to New York. Like, it's that well known. But it's crazy. Yeah, but it's crazy what over the years what it's been through and how they've had to, like, rehab it. Ezra, my middle, was asking the other day, he's like, they're not that big. They're not that, you know, if you're standing next to it, it's not that big. I go, no, it is.
No, it is.
45, each letter is 45 feet tall, mm-hmm. and the length of it is 450 feet.
450 feet. That's pretty big.
Pretty big. But
Does it look
I thought
good
that was
right
cool.
now?
What'd you say?
Does it look good right now?
Yeah.
Because it's all green.
It looks
I wish
really
they would
good.
Put Christmas lights on it.
It looks really good. Well, you know what I was reading is that it used to have, I think, originally, when it was Hollywood Land, there were bulbs on the border surrounding all the letters.
That's stupid. Why didn't we put those back up?
Well, I know. Well, I guess because they were bulbs and no one wanted to keep replacing them. But now they could be LEDs and be dope. I mean, but do you think that would be cheesy?
A little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you know,
Christmas?
You can pay to light them up.
Really?
It's like $250,000.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean pay?
You can pay to make them a color.
What? For how long?
I don't know. I forget. But you can pay, and it was around
Do you remember when it was Hollyweed for a second? Somebody, vandalized it, and it was Hollyweed.
Yes, yes.
They made the O's into E.
What a little shit.
So back to our wine tasting. Where are we headed now? You didn't like the Sav.
No. I like the Chardonnay better than the Sav.
I like the Chardonnay. It says, white wines can definitely be aged, but unlike red wines, their prime is right when they're bottled or within the first couple years.
Well, shit.
Red wines get better with age because their flavors evolve in a robust way. But yes, I think I've heard that. Just like rosé, it's like, you're never going to find a super expensive rosé. Because...
No. Because no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're just not.
You're just not.
Are you going to do Christmas lights on the outside of your house?
Not this year. I
wonder if Brady did.
I don't know. We need to ask her. But my deck is still not done, so I'm not spending any money on the outside of my house.
I'm liking
this
look today.
You are?
Yeah.
You like my pared down look?
Pared down, clean hands.
Oh, clean hands.
Yeah.
What, are they not normally clean?
No. I mean, they're always hygienically clean, I'm sure, but it's just a very natural look on you.
My nails are getting back on tomorrow.
It's like if you were a musician, you'd be doing like an unplugged episode. You know
I feel
mean?
Like they needed to breathe.
Oh, fuck that.
Did you make your appointment with Dr. Sam? When are you going?
Next Wednesday.
Am I coming too?
Sure. I think it's 45 minutes.
You don't need me to come?
I need you to come.
You wanted me to come.
Of course I want you to come.
Okay.
I'm sure she can fill you up.
So I'm thinking like a green, kind of this play on like a French, I'll show you before you judge.
Like the Grinch?
No, like more of like a like this kind of green.
Hmm.
Or like a glazed donut, which I know you're going to say glazed donut.
What is a glazed donut? Like a creamy...
Like the Hailey Bieber nail?
Oh, like a pearly kind?
My pearly whites.
You're so predictable.
No, I'll show you my green vibes. I'm going tomorrow, so we need to decide. What is your appointment for with Dr. Sam? What do you have planned?
Oh, a facelift.
Oh, okay. Great.
I don't know. They didn't even ask me. They're like, really? We'll see your rotten little face next week.
I was texting with her.
What'd she say?
I was just asking her, if not a medi spa, what do you call it? And she said a dermatology boutique. Which, because I was watching our episode with her, and I never really circled back to what she wants to call it. But it makes sense that
Medi Spa, way cuter.
Medi Spa is like, it could be like so hacky and random.
No, it's like, yeah.
I could be running a Medi Spa.
We could. We could run a Medi Spa out of here.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done with the salve.
I am
You
too.
Didn't even drink any. See, you've already like lost your fun vibe.
I drank some.
I've got
I don't
rose.
Hate it.
You really don't?
I like the Chardonnay better.
So do I.
If you really want to do a taste test, you need to like line up glasses and make me taste. You should do, you know what you should, I'm not sick. You should do like a different red.
That's what I want to hear.
No, you should do a different red in each of those glasses.
I'm going to.
Those glasses.
And then we're going to sip them. Because you don't know what I'm serving yet.
Don't you want me to guess? This is good.
That's delicious.
Try that now.
And it's been on ice.
Champagne on ice. Champagne on ice.
I love champagne on ice.
I mean, I don't mind it. I don't think I've
this
met a wine
delicious.
I don't like. Yeah.
That's freaking delicious.
It really is. Oh, have you seen my new screensaver?
The fuck? Who is that?
My mother-in-law.
No, I know. Who's she sitting with?
Some guy. She was in one of Greg's movies that he's filming. She was an extra. My mother-in-law was an extra in my brother-in-law's film, and she was in hair and makeup all day and loved it.
Her hair looks great.
She loved it.
Her hair looks really great.
I know. I just loved the photo because she's like this.
She's like, hello. Don't touch the
She's
talent.
Like, what are you going to do with that photo? I'm like, I want to make it my screensaver. She was crying.
Stop it.
She was, oh, good. Okay, look I'm at you. Gonna... Now you've learned your lesson. You're covering up the labels. Okay, so both of those look dark.
They're both dark. That's why I didn't bring
one
that I could tell just by color.
Was a Pinot?
Yeah.
Pinot Noir.
I haven't had a Pinot in so long, and someone poured it the other day, and I went, yuck. They're like, what? And I'm like, why is it, like, see-through?
I don't like a see-through red.
No, neither do I. I'm like, gross.
You know what? I had an amazing Barolo. Do you like Barolo?
Never had it.
It's sort of like medium, but it's Italian, and it's dryish, but it's not super heavy or jammy or sweet, but it's not super light. I'm going to send it to you. It's really good.
Please do.
All right. Which one should I try first? Do you even know which is which?
Nope.
Are you serious?
Let me think. Yes, I know which one is which.
Okay.
Wait, we should like tag them or do something. So once you start grabbing them, I'm going to lose.
Well, do you know which one this is?
Yes.
So enjoy. I'll leave it over here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ooh, taste that one. Tell me what you think. This one would make your cardiologist very happy. This is a fucking trick one. Because you never drink
Bordeaux?
This. Nope. You're never going to get it.
Zinfandel?
You get three guesses.
If this is a Zinfandel, I will kill you.
It's not a Zin.
Cab?
Nope. Keep going, baby. You don't know your wines.
Are any of these like imports?
I don't know.
Is it Italian, French?
Oh, I don't know what that kind is. I don't drink it. I'm new to this, but I'm very into it.
Okay, let me try the other one. What the hell is that? Is this like a Malbec or something?
Hmm.
What
let
the
check.
Hell is
let
that?
Let me check.
That's weird.
Why? What does it taste like?
Like dry, like a Rioja or something.
Ooh, look. Ew. Wait, let me taste.
Or like a Tempranillo.
You like a Malbec.
I just said Malbec for that. Yeah.
Did you know that that has...
I do like that. I like that too. I like all wines.
You just would suck down any sort of liquor.
I don't like the way jeans like sit when you're sitting down. How cute are these jeans? I just got them.
I know. My friend showed me her stomach the other day. She's lost a ton of weight.
Who?
Betts.
Oh, God. And do you have photos?
No. She looks fucking great. She showed me her stomach. Yeah. She showed me her stomach, and I was like, because she's like thinking about stopping at some point, and she was like, you know, it's like until I lose this. I was like, there's no amount of shots that's not going to go away. It's not going to go away.
Skinny fat?
It's C-section. It's like, you know?
Wait, I'm just concerned because she did not look ever heavy.
No, she didn't. But she was heavy.
How much has she lost?
I think like 20.
She's not so sick. Is she on Mounjaro or Ozempic?
She started on Mounjaro.
And now she's on Ozempic?
Now she's just on straight semaglutide. So she never got sick.
So last week we had Dr. Semolaitis on, our friend Nancy. and after we stopped recording, we were talking about her little stint with Mounjaro. She had tried both Mounjaro and Ozempic, and I wasn't sure that she wanted to talk about it, but she said she didn't care. So she does it for like a week or two at a time?
Yeah, and my doctor told me, like, when you need to right the ship, jump back on.
Yeah.
But it doesn't need to be long term.
Yeah, so basically she'll do it like instead of a cleanse, she'll just like get on it for the week and lose 5 and
blessed.
Then be back. So, okay, so wait, I haven't really touched base with you, like just you, since after Thanksgiving.
What happened?
No, nothing. Just like we
had...
No, because we got back and then we had a guest and then I haven't really like checked in with you.
Everything's good.
Yeah.
Just crazy. Busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're here for Christmas.
Here for Christmas. I'm so excited you're here for Christmas. I want to try this new steakhouse in the valley. Do you want to come with me?
What's it called?
Boulevard.
Boulevard. Sure. When?
Okay. I don't know.
Are you going to Lisa's holiday party?
I wasn't invited.
What?
What are you talking about? What holiday party?
I'm sure you were.
No, I wasn't.
LJM CEO?
Oh, no, I wasn't invited to that one.
What?
Is it for work?
It looks
It's probably because you're an artist.
Oh,
I'm not.
Oh, please. It looks like it's for her company, like her holiday party.
Oh, no, I wasn't invited.
Oh.
Well, that sucks.
She should come on, though. She could be funny.
No shit.
Yeah.
We should have her on.
Okay. Especially since it's her birthday this month.
Oh, yeah. Let's have her on next week for
text
her birthday. Where did it go to? Your Gmail?
I think you got it.
I didn't.
Guarantee you.
I'm about to see her in an hour.
Lisa? Where? Oh, yeah. Where are you going after this?
We have a standing dinner every week. I'm just kidding.
I have so many questions. Okay.
No, it's a mom's night out.
For kinder.
Yeah.
So do they, who organizes that?
The room moms.
So, but there's two kinder.
I can't
imagine. There's two classes.
There's two classes. I legit could never imagine being a room mom. I get more emails from my room moms than I do my boss. Like,
so I'm a room mom this year for the first time.
Dear God.
Sixth grade. It took me
7 years. Oh, that's, I'm sure that's a bit
and
easier.
And I'm the treasurer. So basically I just collect money from people. And I made it so personal, which you're not supposed to. When I was collecting money for the teacher holiday gifts, I was like a bounty hunter coming for people. Like, did you get my email? Did you get my email? And then I was like texting them privately. And
you're probably
like,
the best treasurer they've ever had.
I am. My numbers are like on fleek. I selfishly just want to be like the best treasurer and just ruin the job for all others from this point forward. But they want it to be very like equitable and anonymous. And, you know, if you contribute whatever you want to, and if you don't contribute, the gift will still be from everybody, that type of vibe. And I'm
like, no, it
won't. Yo, you're like the last person. Cough it up. And like my friends, the people that I like, I'm tight with, like I'll just like text them, like send me money, Venmo me now, like, you know. And then,
yo, you're the last one on the list that hasn't contributed.
And then there's a teacher in our class who, he's not a main teacher, but he's like the math specialist. He's actually new, and in a way, like, they were kind of a few of the last people to to give money. And in a way, I was talking to another one of the room parents, and she's like, well, they shouldn't donate because it's going to kind of go back to him anyway, whatever, because it gets divided amongst the specialists as well. And even he threw in a little bit of money just because it makes you feel like everyone's contributing. I think even if they don't even give money and they say, hey, thanks for organizing this.
Just
thanks for doing this.
Loop.
I'm doing something different for the holidays. I'm giving my own gifts.
Fine.
But I'll do something at the end of the year, whatever. Cool, great. Then I can go check, 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 check. In the meantime, I have this spreadsheet. And I'm just like highlighting names.
Well, see,
because I'm trying to follow up. You know, yeah. I'm trying to be like on it.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't even register until like the third email. They're like, oh my gosh, sorry.
Oh, see, my inbox is my to-do list. So those Same. Bullshit things that I go, oh, no. If I just pay it, I can delete those.
Oh, no.
And I just pay and delete.
And if I accidentally do that and know I can't deal with something, I make it unread again.
Yes, so do I.
Same.
Yeah.
No, same.
Yeah.
I don't go through, like, reading and then, like, because even if I'm a few days behind emails,
it's your unread. Me too.
Like, in fact, Luca has singing lessons on Mondays, and the teacher had a conflict yesterday and had emailed me. Mondays are hard because I get behind. Mm-hmm. And she said she had something at the same time. It was like 2 hours before his lesson. And I just read the email like this afternoon. I was like, oh.
Isn't it crazy how much time your day is consumed by
emails?
Just being like managing a house and three kids.
Oh my God. The house stuff. Do you ever have days where you feel like, you know, it's really those like annoying calls where you have to call like about a bill or about, you know, whatever. And today was one of those days where I like had to do a bunch of annoying stuff and I sort of put it all together. But at the end, it started to feel like a win or like I'd closed the loop on a few things. But those annoying days, we were like, I'm working so hard and I'm treading. Like, I feel like I still haven't done anything. Mm-hmm. Do you have those days?
Almost every day.
Ugh.
Almost every.
Yeah.
Day, because I try to squeeze in like being a good like mom and wife and like homemaker.
Oh, I don't. I've like being a good wife is basically
no,
gone.
No. Not. I mean, I'm not doing
Jerome's
that.
Like
maybe I vacuum
noted,
once, but like yeah. No. But you know what I mean? Like keeping the family running and like keeping up with the house, and then working on top. It's
the working on top of it. Yeah,
it's exhausting. Yeah. Where I go, what the fuck? Why am I so tired?
Yeah.
Like, I go to bed. I got in bed last night. Yeah. Do you know what time it was?
What?
And I was like, gross.
What?
It was like 7.
Oh, no. But that's how I am. I just have to, like, shut down. That's the kids wanted to do the ornaments last night, and I just knew that I didn't have the bandwidth to really enjoy it with them. And I'm like, no, guys, let's do it tomorrow.
Mm-mm. Ted and Lola did the fucking ornaments. And it's like, for someone with the OCD to watch that, it's torture.
I know, but
I'm like,
what
there's,
I've
like,
realized,
patches
you can't,
of glitter.
No.
Like,
you,
like,
can't curate, you can't curate no, a tree right now at this age. You can't. I would love to do like black ribbons and tinsel and just.
Oh my
like,
God, that would be so. If you had your flocked tree with a dick load of tinsel.
Dick load.
And your fucking droopy velvet black ribbons.
Thank you.
Oh, it would be like an LEK tree.
There she goes.
She goes.
Reared her. She
reared her
head.
Ugly fucking head. I hope you're listening. But isn't that like put a little scrunchie with a bow on it?
I just want like. Silver tinsel everywhere.
Balance it on a tramp.
Should I roll the dice and potentially kill one of my dogs? I'm doing it. I already ordered it, so.
Yeah.
Oh, this Advent made me not want to drink wine again.
It's like, you know what it reminds me of? But you know what? I think here's what I did. I opened all the little holes. And then I based my selections off the artwork of, like, that's going to be a good one. So I drank all the really good ones. And, like, this
what?
One. Yeah.
And this one, I was like.
You brought me all the bad ones?
What are the chances this one's going to be good?
Oh, claret. Wait.
What's that? I don't know. It's got, like,
wait,
street art.
What did
art
you
on
tell
it.
Me that was? A Bordeaux.
A Bordeaux.
Okay, but, yes, claret I'm familiar with, that particular type. You know who makes a claret is?
Me.
Coppola. Coppola wine.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of it.
I don't mind this, claret, or just Coppola.
What is it?
You've
is it like
Coppola wine?
No, of course I've heard of Coppola, but what's claret? Like a varietal or like a blend or
claret,
a company?
I think it is I'll tell you right now. Bordeaux is the grape. Claret is a red wine from Bordeaux. Oh. So from Bordeaux. It's from the Bordeaux region.
Oh. Okay.
Claret is a British term used unofficially in reference to red Bordeaux wine. The red wines of Bordeaux are blends, mostly based on Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot. The term claret is sometimes used, unofficially, of course, to refer to Bordeaux-style red wines produced elsewhere in the United States. Yes. So a claret...
So it's like a bootleg Bordeaux.
So it's not Bordeaux, France. Exactly. I was like, yeah. There's no way they have imported wine in this advent. So yeah, it's like a Bordeaux style.
Got it.
That's the one why you didn't Coppola like. Is Napa, and they do a claret.
Yeah, that's one you didn't like. Where's the Malbec?
Do you know this has the least amount of sugar?
Malbec? Did you know that champagne has like the least amount
of sugar? Okay. That's why all the housewives drink it.
Fascinating, because it seems sugary.
Holy shit. Did you go on Instagram today?
About what's
going
on?
Did you see Burt's before and after?
No.
Holy mother.
What before and after?
He's been keto.
But then he went... Wait, he drank for the cruise.
Drank for the cruise.
Yeah. Can you give backstory? No one knows what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. So my brother went on tour earlier this year, came back. We saw him. I've never been concerned about his weight. My dad always is, because my dad's dad died at 40 from a heart attack.
Wow.
And my dad's had multiple heart stuff done for himself. Uh-huh. So he's always been very concerned about Bert's weight.
Yeah.
I've never been concerned about his weight, anything.
Neither have I.
No. When he got back from tour, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I was concerned.
Oh.
I was like, oof, it's bad. And then to find out, he was like almost 300. He was like 275 when he got back. Yeah.
How tall is he? 6 foot?
6'1". Yeah. So he got back and he was like, I'm really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had 6 weeks home. So he kickstarted being healthy. And he started working out. We have the same trainer. And he was like, I'm going to do keto and I'm going to stop drinking. So for 6 weeks, he kicked it off by doing keto and no drinking. Now, June, July, August, September, October, November, he's almost 6 months into it.
Mm-hmm.
He weighed in last night at 230.
No drinking?
He drinks here and there, but not like he used to now.
Oh.
He chooses like when he's going to drink. So that was his last night of tour.
And swipe. Okay.
Can you believe that?
Wow. That's crazy. I never knew he was that big.
But see, I look at that and I go, that's just Bert. Like, I never looked at that and thought it was big. You know what
swipe
I mean?
Swipe to drop weight. That's funny.
Fucking shocked. I'm so proud of him.
Keto's not great for your heart, though.
I don't know. Well, listen, he's in better shape now than he was 45 pounds ago. His keto's pretty healthy,
so
though.
You don't think he's going to...
He's just staying away from carbs.
You don't think he's going to be a heavy drinker again?
No, I think those days are done.
Really?
Yep.
See, I think at a certain point it just becomes boring.
I think you get over it.
Right?
Yeah.
You're just like bored, and then you don't... And then you feel like you got hit by a ton of bricks, and you're like, ugh, mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah, it's not as fun anymore. I mean, don't get me wrong, I still have fun, but... Especially when people want to start day drinking, I'm like, I'm good.
Where is your dinner tonight?
Vintage Eats.
Oh, on Ventura?
I think it's like
on
the first floor.
It used to be the cheese shop.
Yeah.
Are you going to drink wine tonight?
I don't think so.
No? What are you going to do? Nothing?
I don't talk. I don't know. What do you do with these things? Oh, so it's only wine tonight.
I think so.
There's no alcohol?
Uh-uh.
Do you want to know what I want from Christmas or for Christmas from you?
I already got you a wine advent calendar that we're enjoying
this
right
now. This is that we're drinking. No, I want your little concoction.
Oh.
I'm too scared to do it, though. I already have the beauty drops and I have the detox drops.
Okay.
I have both of those.
Okay. Okay.
I have apple cider.
Okay. You're revisiting my elixir.
So what am I missing? I have cayenne.
Okay. Cayenne.
I'm missing like something from creation.
Cayenne lemon, a little bit of stevia.
No, I'm not doing that. That's for children.
Cayenne lemon, apple cider vinegar, mm-hmm. and then the drops.
I thought you said you put something from creation in there.
It's a bootleg of the creation slim master.
Oh, it is.
Which
that
is stevia, lemon, cayenne.
Yeah. Why do I need the stevia?
It's just like a fun little, I don't know. Lately I've been, it's weird. I don't know. I've always been a black coffee type of person. And lately I've been into half and half.
I love, and where'd you get that half and half? You've got very Peg vibes right now.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You're reminding me of your mom.
Really?
Yeah. I like it.
Interesting. Where, well, she is my mother.
That? Yeah, I know. Where are you getting your half and half?
Gelson's.
What? In that glass bottle? Shut up. Are you sure it's not heavy whipping cream?
Mm-mm. So half and half is a mixture of milk and cream, by the way.
Ew, gross. I didn't want to know that.
Why?
Like heavy cream?
I'm assuming.
That's interesting. I wonder how it lasts so long.
It doesn't last that long.
Yeah, it does.
This one expires in like a week. It's fresh.
Yours is like right from the teat. My shit lasts. It's like chemicals in a bottle.
The Horizon lasts forever.
Yeah, that's weird to me.
The Horizon lasts for like 9 months. What about you is reminding you? What about me is reminding you of
you wasted, girl?
I'm hammered.
Are you really?
What do you mean? I've had like 3 sips.
I'm not happy with my wine.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. You've got Peg vibes right now.
Do
it's
I?
It's like your delay. You're like,
Oh my god.
I like it.
That's not good.
No, it is. It's very like comforting in a weird way. I love hanging
out with
your mom.
I have a delay.
No. It's like you're like laid back, like not delay, like weird. It's like laid back. It's like chill. We were like, like, I don't remember the last time I heard you laugh like that.
Weird.
I know.
That's strange.
Did Peg drink wine at Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Oh, let's talk about your Thanksgiving.
It was boring.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Did you really wear that ball gown for dinner?
Yeah.
Did anyone else dress
Everyone up? Was in sweats. This was the joke that I didn't portray. So everybody was in, like, sweats.
Yeah.
Usually we dress up a little in varying degrees. You know, we put some effort in, whether or not we're, like, super fancy or, you know, just casual chic. And this year, Jenny was like, we're not dressing up. We're just going to wear sweats or we're just going to wear what we're in. We're not changing. You know, Jenny was cooking a bunch of stuff. And to some degree, I thought, okay, that's cool. We're not, like, it's easier, whatever. Yeah. But I brought, like, little velvet blazers for the boys. And I always just like to, like, you know, glam it up. Because, like, Glamantha. I'm Glamantha.
You are. And it's, like, the biggest dinner of the year.
And it's just fun. My dad likes to dress up. And I just think it's makes it more special. I don't know. I know that's silly. So then I was like, okay, I brought the dress anyways, just sort of as like a side joke. And like, I'm probably not going to put it on. And then right before dinner, I went to the bathroom and put it on. My makeup like wasn't even really done. I just threw it on and threw the heels on.
Oh.
And I came out and everyone was like still in
their sweats.
And I was like, hi.
Sorry. Did you eat
that
it?
That was the funny part. Jenny and I meant to take some like juxtaposition photographs.
Did you eat in it?
Yeah. Oh. I kept it on the rest of the night.
Good for you.
Yeah. No one was dressed up. It was just like, I don't know. It was just annoying. My mom definitely drank. She, I don't know, gets like weirdly like confused these days with the drinking. So it's like odd.
Well, tell me about it.
What?
I think it's her age.
Why, do your parents too?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's off-putting. I don't like it. That's why when you said that, because like, I have a delay, I'm like, oh, that's not.
Oh, no, not like that. It was like a laid back.
Oh.
No, not a delay. No, my mom will repeat stories, and I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah. She started telling me something, and then I was like, well, what do you mean? Like, about my sister, and then she goes, well, I don't know. It might have been a dream. I'm like, okay, we're done. We're done here. We're done here.
I fucking love your mom. That it might have been a dream.
The end, the coup de grace for her was she made an espresso at the end of the night and then was like, this isn't sweet enough. And I'm like, you drink black coffee. What do you mean not sweet enough? And then she poured whiskey into her coffee. And I was like, okay, we're done. We're done here. We're done here.
She is such a character. Poured whiskey. She was just looking.
Then Duran and I pulled her out, and then Jenny was in a separate car, and Jenny goes, she called me, she goes, Samantha, and I go, yeah. She goes, I just took a sip of mom's coffee, and I spit it out.
Wait a minute, she was just saying it wasn't sweet enough, so she could add.
I don't know. I'm like, what are you gonna do? And I was like, are you gonna add like something?
Wait, where were you guys driving to?
The hotel.
Oh, the hotel. The hotel. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
This isn't sweet enough.
Oh my god. Anyway, so that was interesting. But yeah, I don't know. I didn't have a great. It wasn't great. Dad, you're gonna hear this, and I'm sorry, but it was fine. Oh, okay. It was
eventful.
It was just hard to like engage with any it's of always... my tight family. It's not though. I think that there were too many of my I want to say she's not my mother-in-law. I guess by law she is, but my dad's wife, who mm-hmm. I adore. It was just too many of her side of the family, like with our tight-knit group that, you know, we're so seldom together. Oh. My sister and I and my mom, you know, and her and my mom get along great. It was just too many of that side of the family. Then it just like really sort of...
It was overwhelming.
It just, yeah, it just threw everything else off. So that just, I just felt like I wasn't even able to like really engage or have any sort of special like time. Like just there wasn't, I don't know. I wasn't getting a lot out of it. And I think I was just like eating and I just felt so gross. And I don't know. I didn't like it. But I did spend
a hotel.
I know. Yeah. I did spend time with my niece, Brad's daughter, who
she's gorgeous.
So sweet. Oh my God. She's gorge. She's so sweet. She is, I think it's her first year at ASU. She's 18, going to be 19. I think in January. She's rad. So she was like the only person I actually got like some really good, good. Time with. Yeah.
Wait, how much are your dad? Are they married?
Yeah.
They are, right?
Who?
Paige and your dad.
Yeah.
Does she have a lot of family in Arizona?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Like every last member of her family is, I swear to God, is in Arizona. It seems
how many
like.
Would you say from her side?
I don't know. Too like many.
20?
Yeah. Or more.
Oh, Lord. See, we had 22.
Okay.
And it was like...
Total.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it, no offense to anyone in particular. It just was like
no,
too
it
many...
Just, it's too many...
Too many, like, you
too
know...
Too many varietals.
Yes.
Like, where you
yes.
go, nothing's...
Yes. Too many varietals. And then... And then everyone, they were so stressed out.
I just took a sip of mom's coffee.
She spit it out. They That's were so stressed hysterical. Out, though. It was like they wanted to host. They thought about hosting for so long, and they, you know, they definitely, like, thought about it a lot. But, it like, I don't know. I just feel like it was too much for them, you know? And, again, oh, yeah. this my mother-in-law does this usually at, like, Rosh Hashanah, a Jewish holiday, where she wants to host more than anything. And, again, she has nowhere near that many people. But even if it's just, you know, 10, 15 people, she's – running around like a chicken with her head cut off and stressed the whole time. And it's so lovely that she's doing it, but it's like, is it worth it if you're going to be that stressed?
Nope.
Like, is it easy to host a big group like that ever? Easy, no. But there are people who are able to do it. There are all people who are able to do it at, like, you know, and still enjoy themselves. And I think, you
and
know.
And it's very few. I think.
Yes, people, if you're not going to enjoy yourself, then don't
then
do
don't
it.
Don't do it.
You know, because it's not just the food. You have to, you know, think about the tablescapes. You have to think about the centerpieces, the flowers, the you know, the setup of the house. Like, is there enough seats? Is there, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. And I don't know that many people are equipped or able to, like, really do that and enjoy themselves at the same time. It's not an easy thing. You know?
I think people underestimate the stress it brings.
Yes, but when you can, it's great.
I can't. Like, I could host 60 people with ease because that fulfills me. That brings me so much happiness. But I don't think everyone's like that at all.
I'll say when Duran and I think we've only done our own Thanksgiving once. And I think we had maybe 10 people total, 11, I don't know.
Yeah.
12 max maybe. And I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do that every year, but I loved it. You know, I had someone come over and do this like beautiful tablescape and candles. And it was just like sexy. It's just like a sexy,
nice.
Like, intimate vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to move so then I can do it more.
Oh, my God.
So I don't have the space to do it now.
Yeah, not really.
No.
I mean, you have a big table, but still.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But I will say we did order another turkey. And then we
more
had a
turkey,
left-
please?
More turkey, please. We had a leftover lunch the next day, and everyone was asking. They're like, is there any more of that turkey from the bottom? I was like, no, there's not.
It was gone?
I'm like, did you mean to say more turkey, please?
More turkey,
because
please.
We're out.
Yeah, we're out.
We're out of the turkey.
I don't know. I literally think I put on like 5 pounds from in like 3 days.
I put on 8.
But I don't even know what I ate. Like, that's the annoying part.
I have no recollection of what I consumed.
Like, I don't remember sitting down at one point and like having like so much. I just think I was randomly eating and felt like I didn't really eat that much. And
it's
then
a bitch.
I came home and I was like, oh, I'm dead.
Oh, that's the worst feeling going to bed. I've had it many nights. I ordered Saqqara after Thanksgiving. I'm like, something's got to give.
Are you doing it?
I am, here and there.
I ordered Prolon like the night I came home in the hotel.
I'm
never doing it again. What is wrong with us? I can't.
Why can't we do it?
I have a whole new box. So if you want, I mean, now we're on equal playing ground.
I'll do it with you. But when? Next week? Do you want to do it next week? I'll do it with you next week if you want to. We have to commit. We are such losers when it comes to cleanses.
I have a Benihana dinner, which I'm very excited about.
That's going to fucking take you under.
But that's not for another 11 days. I could do 5 days.
Let's do 5 days.
Okay.
We cannot. First one to break is the other one.
You were the one who ate your whole box in like the first 3 hours.
Who fucking cares?
I still had shit left.
You can eat the goddamn food whenever you want as long as it's on that day.
I mean, okay, fine.
I was like a little raccoon on that.
I kind of feel like we can't work out those 5 days.
Yeah, we can. Fuck that. That's for losers. You can work out.
I'm so hungry when I work out.
Yeah, it's...
That's like a sabotage.
It's fine. Can you give me the not nasty red wine?
Here you go, m'lady.
Why aren't you drinking anything?
I don't know. I'm drunk. I'm just kidding.
Really?
I've had like 3 sips. What do you mean? These are like airplane style.
I wish you got something this big on an airplane. This is what they should switch to.
Yeah. What do you think the size this is? This is what you get on an airplane.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Yeah. You get the little bangers.
No, that's hard liquor banger.
Do you get this whole thing?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happens if one of us doesn't finish? We have to, like...
You're the one with a portfolio of befores.
An entire folder of befores. And every time I go to show a picture of my kid, you see this sad, heavy photo of me in a bra and underwear. And I'm like, and stop.
I did some of those at one point. And they were like, I'd put them in an album. And they're always there.
They're always there. And I'm just like, I have such a sad face.
Oh, hi.
Her hair looks so good in that photo.
It really does.
Oh, Saqqara notification.
Ugh. Plant-based.
Please.
Gross.
I can't.
You know what I did I fully committed to subscription? The Effervescence. I went subscription.
Same here. You know what else I did?
You know, Luca loves those.
Mike does too.
Yeah.
Loves them. Well, you got to watch out for Luca, though. There's so much caffeine in them.
There's not caffeine.
It's an energy drink, isn't it?
There's no caffeine. There's no caffeine.
Yeah, I subscribed. Do you know what else I bought?
What?
The metabolism bars.
Oh.
They're really good.
Eh. The chocolate ones? They're like a weird power bar.
Yeah, I like them. They're nutty.
They don't have caffeine. They have maca. Is maca caffeine?
Yeah.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
No.
It increases
energy.
I wish I knew how to make the metabolism superpower powder. I don't know what to do with it.
I have it too.
It's like put it in your coffee and it tastes like
no,
shit.
No, put it in water or like... Yeah, put it in ice water and shake it. It's good.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
All right, yeah. I'll try it. I bought the popcorn tin.
I hate it. Did it come?
Can I cancel next week's order?
It's gross.
It tastes wet.
Okay, I ordered it, I think, 2 years ago. And I emailed them. I emailed them and I was like, guys, I hate this. And they were like, really? A lot of people love it. I'm like, I don't. I want to return. This is the returnaholic in me. I'm like, I don't want this. They were like, okay,
like
we'll
shit.
Refund you. I guess keep it. Because you can't really return food. That's
you
the
can't.
Thing. Let's talk about where you're at with your Christmas shopping. Are you done?
No.
Hanukkah starts Thursday. And I don't do like a big present every night of Hanukkah. But the first night, usually I do something kind of big.
Have like,
and yeah. I have nothing. I don't know what to do. Okay, so Dom's kind of easy. He likes Legos and puzzles and whatever. And Luca is super into shoes. Ezra, I have no idea like what to buy him.
Do you think you could buy your kids something big, like Lego-wise, that they'd all work on together over the 8 nights?
No. Do you know the amount of like bloodshed there would be?
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Let me think what I got. Well, you're good with Dom. Oh, you know what would be great for Ez? Is he like educational shit?
Yeah. Hmm. Maybe.
So this was all the rage. Ted kept talking about it. It was a globe, but it's, look, it's got a pen and you click on parts of the world and it shows you video.
It's too young for him. Leapfrog's too young for Ezzy, but I like that idea.
Oh, 5 to 7. You're
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's cool.
What else?
That's cool though.
I got
that for Ted?
I got that for Ted.
That's cute.
I got that. I got both of them electric cars.
Are you wrapped and everything's done under the tree?
I put together the cars, but I have the jumbo ribbons.
Dude.
I'm keeping it all at my office so that they don't see it.
I was just going to say.
But I have the jumbo ribbons.
Okay.
Lola's fucking done.
9, 10, it's a hard age.
What is he into?
Like nothing. If you ask him right now, he'd be like, I have no idea. Like, what do you want? Not, like, he doesn't want anything. He likes jewelry. He likes real jewelry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's hard. I can't help you there.
I know. He likes, honestly, like, real jewelry.
My kids are so easy at this age.
He wants solid gold.
Oh. And he has a chain?
He has, like, 3 chains.
Does he have a pinky ring?
Does he have a Coke vial? You know, and then I just picked out these black pearl necklace for my sister-in-law to give him, which I think he's going to like. I don't know. I don't know what he wants. I need your help. I have nothing. I'm a horrible mom. And Daron's going to be out of town for the first, like, 3 nights of Hanukkah.
Where's he going?
Miami. He's like, want to come for Art Basel? I'm like, no.
No.
Let me think. I don't like Florida. I'm sorry. I love you. No. I'm just no. He's like, why don't you like Miami? I'm like, I just don't.
Yeah.
He's like, well, when have you been there? I'm like, twice with you, and I don't like it. Sorry.
No. I get it. I'm not a huge fan of Miami either.
I mean, I don't know. I don't love it. I mean, I'm sure if I lived there, I would make the most of it. And
Miami's
Art Basel. I don't know.
Town.
I love art. But I don't need to go to, like, art
shit.
Shows and
don't
art parties.
Don't explain yourself to me. I don't want to go either.
But also, it's become like the Coachella of the art world, where it's like, I don't need to, like, pull, like, an 8-hour shift, like, in heels, walking around these parties and, you know, and these shows. Like, I don't.
Why does he go? For work? Or does he just enjoy it?
He just finished the Aman Hotel that just is opening there. He did the furniture, so he's going for that. And then Basel is subsequently at the same time, which he normally goes to anyway. But
does Jason meet him there?
No.
He goes by himself?
He'll go, and he has friends. I mean, there's like a ton of people that will be there. But yeah, I don't know. I just can't. I can't get into it. I'm not into it. Luca, like, this last time when we flew to Arizona, was just, like, losing his mind flying. I'm like, Luca, you and I are the same person. Luca's looking to me for, you know, when there's turbulence.
Oh, Lord.
Luca looks to me for, like, peace, you know, and calm. And I'm like,
you're like, hold on. Prepare for impact.
We are the same person, he and I.
Wait. Do you know what Ted's been obsessed with lately? Is bad guys. Bad guys coming to get the kids. Bad guys. I'm like, where the fuck are you hearing this? It's kind of scary.
The news is scary.
Yeah, I think
so. You can't leave the news on.
It's never on.
Lately, I've always been like that. Lately, it's been on a lot because
I try to keep it off because he's freaked out.
Yeah.
He's freaked out.
All right, you're all glossed up and ready for your dinner.
It's not a dinner. It's a standard snack.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Are there tables here? I've never been.
I don't know that there's food. Oh, there is dinner. They have food.
They do, don't they?
Yeah. All right, so next week we're going to have
hopefully a nutritionist on.
Yes.
Right?
And so in the next few weeks, we're going to try to have a nutritionist. We're going to have Lisa, who we always talk about, on. We're going to talk more about holiday gifting.
Please.
And the rest of December.
So don't worry about it.